It's no accident that at this juncture, capitalism, that word, is avoided in these New World Order advocacy pieces. I hope there are discussions happening such that we broaden the understanding that capitalism has ever been just the most recent form taken of what power, class, has ever needed to compel our obedience, coercion. And that with capitalism shredded, something else is needed to replace it. And I'm not at all certain that all of the functionaries of Plato's tribesmen understand both the identity of world order with force, or that capitalism was a weapon to accomplish it, or the degree to which their whole project of imposing order is Plato-derived. Understand that force with manipulation is the underlying, defining issue, both within their personal lives and in their vast and costly beyond measure social experiment called class, i.e. understand the fundamental irrationality, absence of authentic thought, both of the overall project and in the irrationality of making one's raison d'etre, getting orders checked off a to-do list. It is this identity of capitalism and the economy with force and manipulation that helps us address our question, where will the power guys hide? Because as the debt bludgeon becomes ever less effective, truth, the real, necessarily proclaims its existence, asserts its authority over our lives. And the false power of the state withers as we see that it is based on nothing but deception. The Good Daddy Show, Part 2. In our January 29, 2017 show, jumping off the point that politics, and to the max even more so geopolitics, is theater, we began our argument that the chaotic world of current events is surface manifestation of the power guys' hidden planning. Planning that is a recrafting of their post-World War II global consensus, a consensus between a handful of actors, global state statesmen, on their bifurcation of the world into two zones. Recall what we learned from Emanuel Wallerstein. Each sought to oblige its satellites, euphemistically called allies, and he's speaking about the US and the USSR, to toe a very strict political line as dictated by the two superpowers, the US and the USSR. Neither side would ever support in any meaningful sense rebellious forces within the other camp, since this might lead to the undoing of the primary agreement of a military status quo between the two superpowers, i.e. their rule over us is the concern. There must be no divisions within the master class, said Plato. And that quote before my little comment was from Emanuel Wallerstein's Structural Crisis, or Why Capitalists May No Longer Find Capitalism Rewarding. That was his article in the book, Does Capitalism Have a Future?, which was quoted in our January 29, 2017 show. We argued that the ultimate point of such agreements between global state actors is effective containment of we the people globally to ensure their rule, given that our upward pressure toward authentic freedom is continuous. And we argued that the Egyptian Revolution acted as a catalyst for the expansion and concretization of this biological imperative in us, to use Herbert Marcuse's term, in the concretization of it globally, a catalyst that, due to its global impact, solidified, expanded, unified, and intensified it. This began our process of trying to suss out, by examining their propaganda plants in the New York Times, the power guys' plans for tighter control of us. That's what it's always been about. And much more so, more intensively in the aftermath of the French Revolution. What they would suss out their plans, what they would consider for more effective quote-unquote management of us. What follows is a modification of our text from the February 5th, 2017 show.